Exclusive: Gohmert on impeachment, a lawless coup attempt against a duly elected president. By Representative Louis Gohmert, RTX, on October 3, 2019. There is a struggle going on in Washington, D.C., which threatens to bring about the destruction of our American experiment in self-governance. Not bound to a party affiliation, it is born of the notion that globalist elites of the world know better how to run the lives of the average American citizen than we do ourselves. These elites want to destroy the very idea of a government of, for and by the people, and are willing to continue in the light of day their lawless coup attempt against a duly elected president. We learned of this latest avenue of approach when the intelligence community manipulated its whistleblower policy so that someone without any direct, first-hand information could file a complaint based on multiple levels of hearsay and then claim whistleblower status. In a just world, this change would be considered an overt action in furtherance of a conspiracy to commit an illegal act. The whistleblower complaint itself reads like a policy rant written by a partisan attorney focused on facilitating the Democrats' latest lurch toward impeachment. President Trump is alleged to have done what we know Vice President Joe Biden admitted to doing. Yet again, it is another example of Democrats projecting their criminal acts on President Trump. There is no law that restricts the president's ability to ask a foreign leader, at the request of his own attorney general no less, to give his or her government's cooperation in an investigation by our Department of Justice. In the instance of Ukraine, there is ample reason to request their cooperation and documentation, as this was one of the countries through which Democrat senators in the Obama administration sought to derail then-candidate Donald Trump's presidential bid. Just last week, Attorney General William Barr and U.S. Attorney John Durham met with Italian authorities in Rome where, according to reports, they were briefed on the Italian government's investigation surrounding a taped deposition from the mysterious Maltese professor, Joseph Mifsud. Mifsud, as you may recall, became the linchpin of the FBI sham investigation into President Trump after it was revealed that he met with Trump campaign volunteer George Papadopoulos in 2016 and allegedly informed him that the Russians had dirt on Hillary Clinton. Based solely on hearsay from an anonymous whistleblower and empowered by the Speaker of the House, Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee have now begun a farcical impeachment inquiry where they have no authority or jurisdiction in impeachment matters. They were chosen decidedly by the Speaker, I would argue, for their proximity to the deep state intelligence community apparatus where this latest of their three-year-long drive to impeachment has surfaced. Ironically, Democrats are accusing President Trump of what they themselves have engaged in, colluding with foreign governments to change the outcome of an election. The top brass operatives in the Obama administration, including coup leaders at the helm of the Obama DOJ and FBI, the Clinton campaign, DNC, Fusion GPS, and the discredited former MI6 agent Christopher Steele, the foreign governments of Russia, Ukraine, under the former corrupt regime, and rogue, elitist elements in the intelligence apparatus of the Brits and Australians were involved in the anti-Trump plot. This entire impeachment circus is an attempt to obstruct the Department of Justice investigations into their own collusion with foreign governments to affect the outcome of the 2016 election while once again accusing the president of doing the colluding. How did we get to a point where such powerful federal government positions exist, held by partisans within the upper echelons of a massive bureaucratic government who would risk our country's survival to take down a duly elected president? How did Democrats reach a point where they would rather see the most resplendent hope for freedom in the world be extinguished and gone, than to see Republicans lead it? We stand on the precipice of the greatest self-governing country in history being destroyed by political manipulators who would rather end freedom for the world than lose political control as a result of losing a lawful election. What they did not anticipate was a president who would not go gentle into that good night as other good Republicans have in the past. And by the way, it isn't a legitimate, actual impeachment hearing until the House Judiciary Committee is formally having an impeachment proceeding, not an inquiry. Any other is yet another lie added to the ultimate deceit. The accessory list continues to grow. God bless President Donald J. Trump. Representative Louis Gohmert, TX01, is a senior member on the House Judiciary Committee.